Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be using the dateAdd function and adding some text boxes to the form scheduler that you'll know from the last video, and we're going to be getting it to load up the dates. If you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, I highly recommend you go and watch the previous video. If you do, good for you. So let's open up this database. And if you want to play along, I forgot that. It's follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB56. Got there in the end. Okay, what are we making? We're making this scheduler. What's it going to do? Well, this is for a hotel booking system. And what we want to do is create a sort of visual representation of the bookings. So what we're going to need is we're going to need a lot of text boxes along the top that are going to be going to contain the dates, and then under here, under the room number, we're going to have other text boxes that will contain information about the rooms. So if you see a text box here, it will correspond to the date in the text box here and the room number and tell us whether that room's occupied or not. Confused? I hope not, but if you are, don't worry, just keep going and you'll see. Hopefully you'll see what I'm talking about. So first things first, we need to add the text boxes, and they all need to be the same size. So let's drop this into layout view. Let's take a look at this. Press F4, and I need to make every text box 1.8. Now in this case, because 1.8 is not going to be sufficient, I'm going to double it to 3.6. So I'm going to change this to 3.6. This one, this one, this one can all be 1.8. This can be 3.6. This, this, and this can be 1.8. This one, I think, can be 1.8. I think it's hidden. And this one can also be 1.8. If we need anything else, we'll add them on afterwards. Okay, so now what we need to do is we need to click on this text box and split horizontal. Split horizontal, and we're going to be adding the text boxes into the header section here, so we're going to split them horizontal. Okay, so we've got a row of text boxes that are all 1.8 centimeters wide. So now what we need to do is add some. We've got a row of empty cells at 1.8 centimeters wide. Now we're going to add the text boxes. So go to design, click on text box, and just drop one in there. Delete the label, and let's go to design view. And click on the text box and just drag it. And press Control C, Control V. Drop that one in there. Control V. You've got to be careful. Control V. And try and make sure that they go in the layout. Not like that. This is probably actually the easiest way of doing it. Right, three more. Drag them in, drag them in, drag them in. Okay, I'm not entirely sure how many that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't even count that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh no, that's no good. Let's do two more. Insert right, insert right. We want both of these to be 1.8. And let's put them in. So we've got 15 text boxes, which is pretty cool. Okay. And we're just going to have to name them now. So this one's going to be TXT date 1. This one's going to be TXT date 2. Okay, that's what you need to do. I'm not going to subject you to me doing that in the video. I'm going to pause the video and name them. And then you can do the same if you want. So it's TXT date and then the number of the text box. So this was 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'm a liar. Make this TXT date 0. And make this TXT date 1. There is a reason. Anyway, I want to pause the video now. Okay, I'm back and I've done it, hopefully. So TXT date 0, date 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up. Let me think, let me think, let me think. let us click on one of the text boxes, go to arrange, select row, so that's selected all of them, go to format and format them as date, just say short date, and do the same for these two text boxes here, format short date. Okay, so now if we go to form view, we get this, which looks pretty ugly actually, and select row, and let's actually, shall we sync them? So yeah, got a property sheet, format, special effects, sunken. Hopefully that looks a bit nicer. Yeah, alright, we'll live with that for the moment. Okay, so now what we're going to do is, when we load up the form, we're going to set this date, or set this text box to be today's date, and we're going to set all these text boxes here to be, this would be today's date as well, and then this would be plus 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. So let's do that. So go to F4, go to event, and on click, macro builder. Not on click, what on earth am I talking about? I meant go to form and go to onload, even that was what I meant. Okay, so first of all, let's set a temporary variable. So set temporary variable, name is going to be TMP start date, and expression is going to equal date, funny enough. And then we're going to set property, which is control name is going to be TXT start date. I assumed we had one called TXT start date, maybe we didn't name it. Let's have a look. Start, aha, naughty boy. Okay, TXT start date, thank you. And this one is going to be TXT end date. Now what? Form, event on load, back to a macro, and set property TXT start date. Property value equals tempvars tmp start date, and design view and form view. Woohoo, we get today's date. Okay, now what we need to do, go back to layout view, go to form, go to onload again, and we're just going to minimize these and grab group and drag that one over, and we're going to call it set date text box id. Okay, and it's going to be set property txt date 0, property is going to be value, and it's going to be equal to date add, and this is the date add function. How many days? So we're adding days, and in this case we're not adding any days, and the date's going to be tempvars tmp start date. Save that and close that, and design view and form view. Problem, too wide. Okay, and let's just get a font size that's acceptable. Let's go for 8. Perfect. Arrange, select row, font size 8 for all of them. Okie dokie. And back to event, back to form, back to onload. Okay, click on set property, control C, control V. And what we're going to do is run these along, change that to 1, change that to 1. I'll do a couple to give you an idea, and then you'll have to do the rest yourself. Change that to 2, and that to 2. Let's do one more. Change that to 3, and that to 3. Okay, so what we're doing is we're setting a temporary variable to today's date, and then when we're loading the form, it's putting today's date here, or that temporary variable here, and it's putting the temporary variable so here, but it's actually in these cells adding values to the temporary variable. That used to be smaller, in fact. Okie dokie. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Okay, that's all right. Okay, again, I'm not going to subject you to the rest of the adding the rest of the dates. I'll do that myself. If you want to do that yourself, carry on. Otherwise, you can be a bit sneaky. Go to the next video and just download the database for the next video, which will have all these added in. Okay, so this is the general idea. In the next video, we're going to be sort of looking at we're going to be doing a similar thing with the boxes here, but we need to actually get the information we put in these text boxes here from somewhere. So I'll be explaining that in the next video. Okay, thank you for watching and see you then.